Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. Ocean's 8 comes out tomorrow for early screenings and stuff. I got my tickets. I'm excited. I wasn't. I'll be completely honest, as I have been all week. I was not excited about this show, but I don't know. Something clicked in me. I'm embracing it. I'm excited about it now. I mean, it's more Oceans, and these are movies I love. I love heist, con-style movies. And to celebrate, we've been looking at, like, some of the best con women or female... I don't know. I'm sure there's a PC way to say it. If you know what it is, by all means, please let us know in the comments below. But, you know, like female thieves and those and things. And we've looked at some great movies. I still recommend The Best Offer. That was a great movie I watched this week for the show, and it was really good. Some really cool video games and everything. And today we're going to look at some of the top, like, thieves, female thieves in comics. Now, we're just going to go ahead and jump into it. We know, I'm pretty sure we all know who number one is going to be. I'll be completely honest, though. There's not that many female thieves in comics that have any kind of big history or things like that. Now, you may be wrong. You may think I'm wrong. You know, you may say, hey, Lance, there was this woman, and she had these number of issues, and she took down Batman or the X-Men or whomever. And please, if you don't hear who you like on the list, let me know. Email me. I would love to, you know, learn. That's what we're here for. It's to exchange knowledge and have fun and stuff. But let's go ahead and dive right into it. Number five is going to be Glitch from Marvel Comics. Not much is known about her. This is, again, somebody who's only popped up a couple of times. She first popped up in Iron Man Kiss and Kill, number one, back in August of 2010. She has amnesia, but she has a mutant power. We're pretty sure it's mutant power. We don't really know, because she doesn't know. But she's worked with the Hellfire Club and things like that, so we're going to say she's a mutant. She can disrupt anything mechanical she touches. So kind of like what Kitty Pryde does. And she has some kind of past with Wolverine. Wolverine owes her. She was managed to steal prototype info and specs and stuff from Stark Labs. So that's pretty impressive. Wolverine said she's like maybe the top three thieves in the whole world. So girl's definitely got the reputation and everything. This is a character who, I'll be on again, didn't know until this week, but reading stuff about her and everything, I think it's time she comes back. We need to see her make a big splash and become a regular character. It needs to happen. Number four is Nocturna from DC Comics. She has been around since pre-crisis in a very weird backstory. Like, she was a beggar, and then she was adopted by this guy named Charles Knight, and she gets hit at this observatory by a laser and loses all of her skin pigment. And yeah, it's really strange. But then after Charles dies, she meets his real son Anton, and they fall in love. And they find out that their father was a burglar, and that's how they had such a lavish lifestyle. So they decide to continue stealing and doing things like that. And then it gets even weirder. Which, yeah, if that wasn't weird enough. So at one point, she becomes friends with Bruce Wayne and Batman, and Bruce loses custody of Jason Todd. So she becomes Todd's surrogate mother, and she figures out the only way to fix everything and make everything back right is that her and Batman need to get married. Like, her and Bruce, not even Batman, her and Bruce need to get married. Needless to say, that didn't happen. I haven't read the full arc, but I really plan on tracking it down because I want to see what happens. Later on, Anton will get free and try and chase her down, but Catwoman stops him, and she gets put on Balloon, and that's when we see her. Until after the crisis, she shows up in Robin, and it's her, but not her. At first, she has this weird pheromone power where people who smell her, like, lose all their inhibitions and stuff, and so Robin and Spoiler helping her, trying to get her to start labs, and then somewhere along the way, she just embraces villainy, and you see her in Black Canary and Green Arrow stuff. She's in Salvation Run, showed up in Trinity, and even popped up in the New 52 in the Night of the Owls and Forever Evil storylines. So, been around for a while. Definitely a character that is interesting. She was supposed to show up in Batman the Animated Series, but Fox said no to vampires and stuff. So, yeah, that's, we may have to talk about that on DC Animated Adventures. But just a character that, you know, not a lot of people know, but is out there. Number three is going to be Felicia Hardy, the Black Cat. First showed up in Amazing Spider-Man 194 back in 1979, and has become just a pretty solid staple of Spider-Man's, I don't want to say rogues gallery, because sometimes she's a good guy, sometimes she's a bad guy, it just depends. And that's what makes her a really cool character. As much as we love Kevin Smith, just take out the Evil That Men Do story that he did, that took him like 12 years to write 3 issues. But she's done a whole lot of other stuff, you know, since then. Been any, from the Sex and the City stuff to the Spider-Island stuff. For a while, she was even, not the Kingpin, but she was a mob boss like the Kingpin, and had her own gang and went around robbing, stealing, thieving. And eventually, she kind of came around and decided to be a good guy. But in Daredevil right now, she's one of the major crime bosses, so I don't really know what's going on with her. I like her dynamic, you know, with Peter Parker and Spider-Man, especially, you know, when she fell in love with Spider-Man, but then realized he was just a kid, that kind of messed everything up there. And it's, she's always fun. You know, she always has that kind of flirty style that we'll see later on in the list. But she is, I don't know, something about her. I think she's just a really cool character. You know, Sony was going to make the Black and Silver movie that, as of this recording, they had just announced they weren't going to do that anymore. I don't know, we'll see. But she's one of those people that she, at the end of the day, she's still a cat burglar. And that's what she goes back to. You know, she'll help people she cares about, but who knows? They'll, again, whatever works for Felicia, works for Felicia. Number two is going to be Storm. I hope most people know that when Storm was a kid, she was a thief. Actually, a pretty good thief in Cairo. She even pickpocketed Professor X when he was younger and could walk, but then he got in a fight with the Shadow King and all this other stuff. And this is something that she brings in, some writers bring into her backstory. I always thought was a cool dynamic, because you have Storm, who is, you know, this goddess, this queen, all powerful, worthy of not Mjolnir, but Stormbreaker. And just one of the most noble characters in comics. And then she'll do something, she'll be like, oh yeah, I used to be a thief, don't worry about it. And it's just crazy. You know, when you compare, because a lot of people kind of compare her to Wonder Woman, that she's kind of the Marvel equivalent of Wonder Woman, which I think is great on so many levels. But, you know, Wonder Woman, oh, she was a rebellious teenager against her mom and stuff, but Storm straight up stole from people and was, I mean, she was always a good person, but again, she did what it took to get by and survive on the streets of Egypt. And I don't know, just that dynamic there is always something I've really, really loved about Storm. Our number one to the surprise of no one ever, when you're talking cat burglars and thieves and stuff, number one has been and always will be Selena Kyle, the Catwoman. She is in the middle of getting married to Bruce Wayne, Batman, in Tom King's amazing Batman run right now. She's considered one of the best villains of all time. But the thing is, as far back as you go, even you go back to like 66 Batman and in the comics before that, she's never really been a villain, you know. She's not really a vigilante. With Black Cat, you know, we talked about people do what they want to do. And she very much does that. And with her character, you know, she's perfectly content just hanging out and, you know, being the good guy. In the animated series, you know, in her debut, The Cat and the Claw, we saw her, you know, trying to save all these wildcats and take on this giant terrorist organization, you know, something very altruistic. And then next time we see her, she may be stealing, you know, jewels from some of Bruce Wayne's buddies. She just floats, you know, has that very fluid will she, won't she, good or bad thing. And I really love, you know, the way they've taken the character over the last 70 years. And seeing her in all the different versions that she's had, whether it be, you know, was she a prostitute or a kidnapped victim, or, you know, did she know Bruce Wayne, or did she come from this background? Backstory is about as convoluted as Hawkman when you get down to it. But, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, she's always going to do what's right, and she's always going to want to be with Batman. And I think that's beautiful and great. And seeing what she's done is, yeah, just really sweet. And I hope, I mean, I don't think it'll work out for him because it's comics. And if Spider-Man taught us anything, is nobody's ever happy. But maybe it'll work out. We'll see. But that's it. That's our top five female thieves in comics. Let us know if there's somebody we missed. You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Also, you can email me, like I said earlier, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all those emails. I love hearing from everybody. And yeah, that's going to be it. So tune in tomorrow. I'm Lance, and we'll see you next time. Me.